Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. This is going to be a fun show. This is our anniversary show. It's hard to believe, but Viewpoint on Mormonism has been on for 1 year now. Going back through the archives, looking at all the various topics that we have discussed, and we barely scratch the surface when it comes to the subject of Mormonism. We want to just thank our listeners for your encouraging words. Thank you for your encouraging emails and letters. Thank you for your support of this ministry and what we are trying to do to bring the gospel to the LDS people, as well as educate the body of Christ on not only what Mormonism is really all about, but how we can interact with our LDS friends and loved ones. And you guys have been great. Our audience is really great. And we do thank you for the many encouraging comments that we have received from you. As you can imagine, though, one of our heart's desires is to see Latter-day Saints come to a saving faith in the Jesus of the Bible. And of course, since Mormonism has their own version of Jesus, this can be an interesting stumbling block in trying to get across to them, because many of them don't really see a need. They have an understanding of a Jesus, and they think that's enough. But when we get emails, when we get phone calls or letters from people who have come out of the Mormon Church and have found saving faith in Christ and say that we were a part of that, we can't help but be excited. One of those emails that I received recently was from a man named Jonathan, and he gave me permission to talk about this. I want to read for you what he sent me, and again, it's an edited version because of time constraints, but I think you're going to be blessed when you hear what he has to say. He wrote me to say that about a month ago, he says, I contacted you with a question about salvation for skeptics. I hadn't quite figured out what was being done with me at the time, but I am pretty sure about this. God dragged me kicking and screaming into salvation, and he used your radio show to do it. Kind of a C.S. Lewis experience. Of course, I've often used that phrase too, because I didn't want to go into Christianity either. There's a lot of things that I knew were going to be life changers when it came to placing my trust in Jesus. But I do remember that email, because he did have some questions, and I remember I was kind of confused, but what did he mean by that? Well, he admits that he was kind of confused at that time. He was going through a lot of struggles with what he actually believed at that time.
And good for him that he was willing to take a look and see what some of the questions that he had, to do a little research to actually write you. Mm-hmm. I mean, that has to be a big step, especially if he had grown up in a Mormon background, which I'm guessing he probably had.
Yeah, well, he explains, and you're going to get into this, that he had kind of left his Mormonism behind for a while. But go ahead and read. Why should we interject what we think? Let him talk for himself.
He says, in early 2001, I decided to start taking Mormonism seriously and that I should start by building up the testimony instead of just repeating other people's words. For me, in addition to accepting Mormonism, it also meant that I had to practice honesty. And part of the honesty, in my view, involves intellectual honesty. I can't imagine how I can be honest with those around me or even with God if I am not first honest with myself. I am also quite certain that God, by just about anyone's definition, would see through any attempt at dishonesty anyways. For whatever reason, I also decided I would forego their advice and that I would instead rely solely upon my own judgment to evaluate my own judgment.
Well, that's pretty good advice. He's wanting to set aside what he's being told on some things and do his own research. Okay, that's great. He goes on to say, as I evaluated my own beliefs, I observed a very deceptive trend in their means of retention. The evaluation kept getting tripped up by a blanket prohibition against criticism. The Mormons will tell members that if they have doubts or criticisms about their church, that it is likely that Satan is originating them, and that they must reject such doubts, refuse to act on them, and to tell no one, except perhaps the bishop. The Mormons will tell members to not look at what he calls, quote, anti-Mormon literature, but will generally leave the phrase undefined by implication material that is just critical of Mormon theology, leaders, and practices is equated with genuine hatred, even if said material draws solely upon primary sources. The Mormons will also tell people not to criticize the leaders for any reason, regardless of whether or not the criticism is true. And he's right. That's exactly what happens. If you start having questions as a member of the LDS Church and you start raising some of these doubts, especially with the leadership on a local level, I've heard this many times, that they will tell you, look, that's the devil just fighting you. He's just trying to tempt you to get you away from the true church, even though the things that are bothering the member come from the Mormon church itself. And we see that happen time and time again.
He continues, after a while, Mormonism started seeming less like a system whereby men can be saved and maybe even turned into gods. Please forgive me, it didn't seem quite so heretical at the time. And more like a system whereby 10% of the income of several million people can be extracted, where leaders can bask in worldly glory, and where people can indulge self-righteous aspirations. The blanket prohibition on criticism led me to believe that they have something to hide. The mantra-like testimony suggested that the LDS Church was and is promoting dishonesty as a means to promote itself. It only took me a few weeks to go from taking Mormonism seriously to becoming an ex-cultist, and that decision was made in one of their chapels, front row center.
Wow, so, that's amazing.
I mean, here's a guy who's, like you said, Bill, he's trying to understand what his religion is all about. He's trying to own his own faith. I think as Christians, we need to do the same thing. We need to know why it is we believe. If this thing is not true called Christianity, then we need to go out and find what is true. And he's not getting the answers he's wanting. He'd like, I think, from what I'm reading here, he'd like to remain a Latter-day Saint. He wants to continue to be faithful, but he's not able to because the truth is opposite of what he was believing.
And you bring up a good point, because the common stereotype of many people who leave the LDS Church is that they left because they couldn't live up to the high standards that the church has put forth for members, or there was some kind of secret sin in their life. It's never because there could have been something wrong with what they were being taught in the Mormon church, and they couldn't reconcile what they were being taught with actual reality or what the Bible has to say on a given topic. He then says, though I did rightly reject Mormonism, I fell into an atheistic perspective. This is what Mormonism sets people up for. I've heard that 42% of all Mormons who reject their faith become atheist, though to different degrees. My particular brand of it was apatheism, which is kind of an interesting term, you know, kind of an apathetic theist or atheist, apathetic atheist. For many years, I really didn't care whether or not God exists or if there are many gods or what any of them had in mind for me. That said, I did not possess a true atheistic perspective. There is no clean break with Mormonism. In my case, I walked out of it with a heavy burden of guilt, shame, and fear. The only comfort I had through the darkest part of my life as an atheist was the knowledge that I was at least being honest with God about what I believed. I needed that to get me through 5 years of recurring shame.
We hear that so often that he says 42%. I'm not sure where that stat comes from, but it doesn't surprise me if it's true.
No.
We have so many atheists here in the Valley who are former Latter-day Saints who have been burned out and who have decided they're going to give up on God, which is the shame about this. I mean, it's great that they want to leave this religion, but to leave it for atheism is not what we desire. He continues on and says, on the 24th of March, 2012, for whatever reason, I decided to hear a Christian perspective on Mormonism. On that day, I started downloading and listening to an archived radio program put out by Mormonism Research Ministry, and that's found at mrm.org. I ended up hearing the gospel preached to me, and I was hearing it for many hours, and it was being presented with kindness and reason. When I ran out of archived radio shows to listen to, I looked through their links and moved on to CARM, Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. And by the way, that is our friend Matt Slick, who operates that. He says, by that time I was, and I admitted to being drawn in. For the most part, I did not find anything I had not already learned. But eventually, I found the article that assuaged some of my concerns about honesty, and he lists it as carm.org/doubt-salvation.
Yeah, in that article, Matt talks about, it's actually titled, If You Doubt Your Salvation, Does It Mean That You Are Not Saved? And Matt begins by saying, and I'm quoting from his article, if you doubt your salvation, it does not mean that you are not saved. It means that you do not sufficiently understand and believe what the Lord Jesus Christ has accomplished on the cross to ensure your salvation. When you trust in what Christ has done and not your own faithfulness, then you will stop doubting. In other words, if your salvation depends on your faithfulness and your goodness, then you should doubt. Matt raises a very good point, and this is something that we see many times in the lives of Latter-day Saints. The reason why they have this huge question mark as to where they are going in the next life is because they do believe that their getting into the celestial kingdom is dependent on their ability to perform. We've talked about this many times on this show, but this is where I get excited. He says, during the night, 5th of May, 2012, I confess my sinful nature to the Lord, my own inability to correct it, my need of mercy, and a complete dependence on the work of Christ on the cross.
That's what it's all about.
That is really what it is all about. And folks, I hope that, you know, for those of you that are out there that support this ministry and pray for this ministry, you know, you can be thankful for that. For what we're hearing here and how we are actually touching lives. We are seeing people being changed, going from a very, very hyper-legalistic organization and finding the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
A little trivia for you, Bill. If I did my calculations right, this is our 250th show. 250 shows out there that are unique, and we look to come up with many more in the next year to come.
And we certainly hope that those of you that are out there who have come up to us and said you listen regularly, continue to do so. Continue to pray for us. Certainly, we have a lot to do here at MRM just besides the radio show, and we do thank you for standing behind us this past year.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Is there not much of a difference between Mormonism and Christianity? Well, actually, despite what many may think, there is. And when it comes to the sensitive and even highly charged issue that is eternal ramifications, the Christian may not know where to turn. Just trying to understand the Mormons' beliefs can be both confusing and frustrating. That's why Mormonism 101 was written, a book resource by Mormonism Research Ministries' Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson that contrasts vital doctrines such as who is God, what is Scripture, and how a person is able to go to heaven. When the two religions are placed side by side, the differences are many. Mormonism 101 is a tool that will help you better understand the doctrines of your Latter-day Saint friend, family member, or co-worker. And it even has witnessing tips available to help you in future conversations. Published by Baker Books, Mormonism 101 is available at mrm.org or ask for it at your favorite Christian bookstore. As 1 Peter 3 says, always be prepared to give an answer.